The Declaration of Independence was adopted by the Continental Congress on July 4th, 1776 in Philadelphia. This document declared that the 13 American colonies regarded themselves as a new nation, the United States of America. The USA would no longer be a part of the British Empire. This is a nation founded on biblical principles. Even in the Declaration of Independence, it refers to God. Our Pledge of Allegiance to our flag declares that we are one nation under God. Amen. Brother Townsend gave Pastor a piece of a newspaper article that quoted the House Judiciary Committee report from March 27, 1854. It quotes, "At the time of the adoption of the Constitution and the amendments, the universal sentiment was that Christianity should be encouraged. In this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity. And that was the religion of the founders of the Republic, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants," end quote. Even back in the 1800s, this nation was founded and is intended to be one nation under God. And that is what we are here to celebrate tonight. Psalms 33:12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." So tonight I say, God bless America. And it's time that America blesses God. We need to continue to pray for our nation. 1 Timothy 2 verses 1 through 3 says, "Therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and givings of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and who are all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, that we pray for those in authority." Glenn Payne wrote a song called Statue of Liberty, and the lyrics properly articulate the heartbeat of my message tonight. "In New York Harbor stands a lady with the torch raised to the sky, and all who see her know she stands for liberty, for you and me. I'm so proud to be called an American, to be named with the brave and the free. I will honor our flag and trust in God and the Statue of Liberty." Can we give God a hand clap of praise that we get to be in a nation that is free? I remember the first time I ever felt patriotic, very vividly. I was in the fourth grade attending Blanchard Elementary School on September 11, 2001. All the teachers were called into an emergency meeting inside of the cafeteria, and all the students didn't really know what was going on. When Miss Crocker finally came back to the room, she was vividly disturbed as she went to turn on the TV to the news channel. The news was showing clips of two airplanes that crashed through the World Trade Centers in New York City. And within an hour, parents were rushing to the school, picking up their kids. When my dad and I made it home, we sat on the ottoman and watched the news. My father, a veteran of 20 years, I remember him crying as he watched terrorists kill thousands of Americans. I remember as smoke filled the skies of New York and images of crying people running through the streets as they were covered in silt and dust. The next few weeks at school were unique because America was stunned as they learned more and more about what happened and transpired on that day and why it happened. Michelle Boyd had two sons that also went to Blanchard Elementary School with me, and she was a volunteer at my school. She came up with the idea to give the teachers 50 stars. There was 50 teachers, so each one of them got a star. And each student got a square foot of white or red cloth. Mine was red. They gave us this piece of cloth and they told us to take it home and write or draw whatever America meant to you on it. As I sat there as a kid, I was wondering, what does America mean to me? My father is a veteran of 20 years. I've traveled and lived in barracks before, fighting as my father fought for this country. My grandfather fought for this country. What does America mean to me? We eventually turned our squares back in, and that's the last I remember of my red cloth until an assembly. All the students of the school gathered in the gym without any knowledge of why we were there. When we walked in, there were firefighters, there were dignitaries and peoples in suits. Our parents were even there. And from behind the stage that the principal was standing on, a flag started to be raised. The flag's 50 stars were the teachers. The red and white stripes were made up of all the students' memorials that we have made. The flag was then shipped to the Pentagon and was draped over the side of the building on Flag Day in June 2002. The flag now resides at Columbus State University. See, I remember the first time I felt patriotic was in that assembly as a fourth grader. I remember thinking about how great America truly is and what America was founded on and what America stands for. I felt such pride for my country as a fourth grader, as tears were streaming down my face as I looked at this very flag and I started to sing with the rest of my friends. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. So I gladly I stand up next to you to defend her still today. There is no doubt that I love this land. God bless the USA. I am so thankful that I get to be a part of such a great country. We are the land of the free because of the brave. It was at that assembly that I was privileged to first get the unction, to not ask what my country can do for me, but what can I do for my country? Well, Brother DJ, what about all the issues in our country? I stand not because of what my country always is, but I stand for what my country is intended to be. I don't stand because everything is right. I stand because America is founded on God. And if we live those principles, we will be continue to be the greatest country in the world. See, we all have that one uncle in our family. I'm not going to say his name. I know he won't listen to this message, but we all have that one uncle in the family that causes a lot of problems. But just because my family has some issues does not mean I'm not a part of my family, nor that I don't want to be a part of my family. And instead of being a part of the problem by just talking about the negativity constantly, about posting about the negativity constantly, we need to be a part of the solution and be the best Americans that we can be. Because as Christians, we should be the epitome of what an American is. Yes, America has some issues, but that should never cause our passion for America to fade. Romans 13, verses 1 through 5 says, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not terrors to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good. You will have praise from the same, for he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for consciousness' sake. America is not perfect, but I stand not because of what America always is. I stand for what America was founded on and what America is intended to be. I am not a Republican. I am not a Democrat. I am an American. Sure, I relate and I might like one side more than the other in certain areas. But no one should ever forsake their country because of who is in leadership or because things are happening that they do not agree with, because we are Americans first. And as Christian Americans, we must continue to pray for America. And we cannot let our passion for America fade. But even before we are Americans, we are Oneness Pentecostals. And since we are Oneness Pentecostals, we need to be the epitome of what an American should be, because we live by biblical principles. We pray for our country and not spew out poisonous rhetoric because we disagree with something. I stand not for what my country always is. I stand for what my country was founded on and what my country is intended to be. I am a proud American. And I have made up in my mind to show the world what a Oneness Pentecostal and what an American should be. I am proud when I see our flag wave, because the USA flag represents our identity and our national pride. And despite the problems in our world, our flag is still here and our star-spangled banner yet wave, symbolizing hope, freedom, and liberty. Happy 4th of July. You may be seated. July 20th, 1969, Neil Armstrong, Edwin Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins flew the Apollo 11 and landed on the moon. These three men placed the first U.S. flag on the moon. A total of six American flags were placed on the moon from 1969 to 1972. Each flag was made out of rayon by Annan flag makers and cost $5.50. If you add it to inflation, that's $33 each in today's time. One of the flags was knocked down when Neil Armstrong and the other astronauts flew back to Earth. And images taken by NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter in 2012 show that five out of the six flags still stand. But something has happened to the flags. In a July 2011 article of Smithsonian Air and Space Magazine, lunar scientist Paul Spudis explains, over the course of the Apollo program, our astronauts deployed six American flags on the moon. For 40-odd years, the flags have been exposed to the full fury of the moon's environment, alternating 14 days of searing sunlight, 100 degrees Celsius, which is 212 degrees Fahrenheit. This heat, and then with 14 days of numbing cold, negative 150 degrees Celsius, with negative 230 degrees Fahrenheit in the darkness. But even more damaging is the intense ultraviolet radiation from the pure, unfiltered sunlight on the cloth from which the Apollo flags were made. Even on Earth, the colors of a cloth flag flown in bright sunlight for many years will eventually fade and need to be replaced. So it is likely that these symbols of American achievement have been rendered blank, bleached by the UV radiation of unfiltered sunlight on the lunar surface. Some of them may have even begun to physically disintegrate under the intense influx. The atmosphere, the pressure, the radiation, the elements, the climates, the darkness caused our flag to fade. The flag is standing because it's there, it's planted. But even though it's standing, it's faded. Too many Americans stand in America, but they don't stand for America. They live here, but they don't represent what the stars and the stripes mean. And so it's not enough just to stand here in America, but we must stand for. We cannot have a faded flag. We must represent what this country is supposed to be. We must be patriotic while loving and praying for our country. Because I stand not because of what my country always is. I stand for what my country was founded on and what my country is intended to be. And the best way to celebrate our independence, to celebrate our freedom, to celebrate this amazing country, is to not let our passion for America fade. Sister Stephanie, can you join me up here, please? If anyone has an excuse to have a faded passion for this country, it would be Sister Stephanie. And I asked her for permission to use this. Her son died fighting for our country, yet our country is still flawed. He died for a cause, but yet there's still injustice. He died for a cause, yet there's still bad in this world. So if anybody has a reason to have a faded flag, it would be Sister Stephanie. But Sister Stephanie still pledges allegiance to our flag and still pledges allegiance to our country. She stands not because of what our country always is. She stands for what our country is intended to be and what our country was founded on. And I am proud to be an American. And this flag represents America. We can't let the radiation of racism cause our flag to fade. We can't let the atmosphere of abortions cause our flag to fade. We can't let the pressures of poverty cause our flag to fade. We can't let the elements of elections and the economy cause our flag to fade. The climate of our culture should not cause our flag to fade. The forecast of violence should not cause our flag to fade. The darkness of injustice should not cause our flag to fade. We need to do more than just stand in America. We need to stand for America. If your flag is faded, you need to pray once again by the grace of God that you have a fear for God and a love for this country, because I am proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. So I proudly stand up next to you to defend her still today. There is no doubt that I love this land. God bless the USA. You can be seated. In New York Harbor stands a lady with a torch raised to the sky. And all those who see her know she stands for liberty for you and me. I'm so proud to be called an American, to be named with the brave and the free. I will honor our flag, trust in God, and the Statue of Liberty. On lonely Golgotha stood a cross with my Lord raised to the sky. And all who live there, all who kneel there live forever, as all the saved can testify. I'm so glad to be called a Christian, to be named with the ransom and whole. As the statue liberates the citizen, so the cross liberates the soul. On the cross is my Statue of Liberty. It was there that my soul was set free. Unashamed, I'll proclaim that a rugged cross is my Statue of Liberty. Philippians 3:20 says, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And just as the flag is a symbol for America, the cross is the utmost symbol of Christianity. God told us in Matthew 16:24, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. As a patriot, as patriotic as we should be for America, how much more passionate should we be for our God? Just as we can't let our flag fade, we can't let our cross corrode. We must be proud to say, I am a one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, holy roller, born again, heaven-bound believer in the liberating power of Jesus' name. I've been washed in the blood, sanctified in the spirit. I believe in holiness, and I suggest you do the same. I was set free at a Pentecostal altar on my knees. Would you pardon me if I'm not ashamed to be a one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, holy roller, born again, heaven-bound believer in the power of Jesus' name? The best way to celebrate our freedom in Christ, it's to live according to his word, to carry his cross and not let it corrode. We don't need any faded flags and we don't need any corroded crosses. We must do like the disciples did in Acts 2:42 by continuing steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and the breaking of bread and in prayer. We must be like the psalmist in Psalms 119, 10 and 11. With my whole heart have I sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. If we're going to prevent our cross from corroding and be blessed, we have to read Psalms 1 verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, his happiness is in the law of the Lord. And in God's law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither. Whatever he does shall prosper. His cross will not corrode. We must follow Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Proverbs 23:23. Buy the truth and sell it not. Brother Brandon, come to the music, please. Just as we don't want our flag to fade, we can't let our cross corrode. I stand for God not because it's always easy, not because every Christian does it the right way. I stand for God because of who he is and what God has done for my life. The best way for us to celebrate our freedom in Christ is to not let our cross corrode. Our passion for the cross should cause us to make disciples. Since we love the cross, we should give. We should get involved. We should live according to God's word. Yes, Christians don't always get it right. I'm the first one. They say no church is perfect and no Christian's perfect. I'm still trying to find out what's wrong with you. But I know since I've been here, you know, Atlanta West isn't perfect. And so we're not always going to get it right. But I stand for the cross. I stand for God. Not always because I get it right or others get it right. But I stand for what it represents and for what God has done for me. And just like the flags on the moon, there are too many Christians that stand in church, but they don't stand for church. Yes, you come on a Sunday and a Wednesday, but you don't stand for church. Pastor Johns, can you join me? If anyone has a reason to have a corroded cross, it would be Pastor. Come stand over here and hold this if you would. He has seen the best and the worst in people. He has been lied on, talked about before. He has invested time, energy, and money in people that have turned their back on him and left God and the church. He has spent countless hours serving God and his kingdom. Yet there are still issues in the global church. Pastor is a great example of someone who lives according to the word of God. He doesn't give in to the works of the flesh. And we can't let the negative things going on around us cause our passion for America to fade. Nor can we let what outside things are happening cause our cross to corrode. We must be like Pastor and not let the radiation of rebelliousness and lack of submission cause our cross to corrode. We can't let the atmosphere of apathy cause our cross to corrode. We can't let the pressure of problems cause our cross to corrode. We can't let the elements of evil and sexism cause our cross to corrode. We can't let the climate of conforming cause our cross to corrode. We can't let the forecast of false doctrine cause our cross to corrode. We can't let the darkness of immorality cause our cross to corrode. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. As Americans, you better not let your flag fade. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. I stand for America, not because of what it always is. I stand for this flag and for freedom because of what it was founded on and what it's intended to be. I'm not going to stop going to church because of other people's issues and because of problems. I'm not going to let my cross corrode because of sin. I stand for God, not because it's always fun, not because it's always easy, because of who God is and what he has done. Let's stand and give God a hand clap of praise right now. There are too many faded flags and too many corroded crosses. So today we're going to get it right. Sister Stephanie, I want you to pray for us that we have an overwhelming love for our country, despite of injustice, despite of what's going on around, that we love this flag, that we stand for this flag, not because it's always right, but because of what it's intended to be and what it stands for. I love my country.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that each and every one of us, Lord, would take a second look at what this country was founded upon for the love of God. And for who died for us, that we would stand for truth, that we would stand for freedom, that we would stand against anything that comes against us, Lord, and against this country that is going on right now, that we stand for truth, that we stand for freedom. Lord, I pray for each leader in this country right now, dear God. Lord, let your anointing flow over them, Lord, as we bind together as a church. Lord, as we stand for this country, as we uplift every leadership in this country, Lord, in the ways that it is going to go and that we stand behind it in every way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come on. We need to wear our colors proudly. Happy 4th of July. I'm proud to be an American. And as much as we should love this flag, we should love this even more. Pastor, I want you to pray for us that we have an overwhelming desire to love God with all of our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Lord, I thank you for the power of your spirit that you've given us. And I ask you, Lord, to give us a tenacity to hold on to your truth. That we would understand that there is only one God, and that you came to this earth and died for our sins, and you paid the price for us on the cross. I pray, O Lord, that we would cherish the cross, that we would carry our cross, that we would represent the cross of Christ to this world. I pray that you would help us earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints, and that the most glorious church that there ever was would be the one you would come back for, Lord. I pray that you would help us love your appearing, that we would be faithful unto the end. I pray, oh God, that you would help us stand in our spirit, in our life, and in this world. And I ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let's give God a hand clap of praise right now. Thank you, Jesus. God, I'm going to love your word more, to live by it every day. God, I need you. God, I don't want my flag to be faded or a cross that's corroded. Now, one more time before we dismiss, can our hands be raised all across this building? Sister Stephanie's prayed and Pastor John has prayed. Now, in your own words, I want you to pray a love for this country and a love for God. Let it be renewed again as we celebrate tomorrow and see the fireworks, as we cook out and spend time with our family and our friends. Let us remember what this country is all about. Come on, let's remember what the church is all about. Not that this church is perfect, but hey, we're doing our best we can do, and we're not going to let our cross as individuals become corroded. Come on, one more moment. Let's worship God. God, thank you for this country. God, help me to treat her right, to not talk bad about her, God, to not just look at all the problems, but help me as an American to be a part of the solution. Help me to pray for our leadership, to pray for those who despitefully use me and to do evil, to not overcome evil with evil, but overcome evil with good, no matter who's in office, no matter what's done, no matter what the garbage of the news says. Help me to love my country and not stand for anything else but the love of my country and my love for you. God, renew my passion for you. Help me to love you with everything I am. Help me to go in a deeper relationship and a walk with you. I give you all the praise, Jesus. I need you. One more time, let's give God a hand clap of praise.